Greetings, and thank you so much. That's right, it's time for some good stuff. I've got I found amongst my papers another Valentine police report.
Okay.
This is from over a year ago, but it's got some interesting pieces, gives us an interesting perspective into a cop's life. I'll be sharing that.
If you've never been down the scenic Niobrara River, you need to take a look at that. Go to visitvalentine.com and check things out. A lot of outfitters in this area. Over 100,000 people a year will come to the Valentine area and take a little float trip, kayak trip, whatever it might be, down the scenic Niobrara River. It's a nice leisurely pace, not a lot of rapids or anything, but you can find out more information about booking your family vacation and trip down the Niobrara River going to visitvalentine.com.
And as I promised, Valentine Police Report. This is from April of 2024. And these, again, come from our now former Chief of Police, Dana Miller, and her assistant, Bobby Johnson. And let us see what the reports reveal about the interesting life of a cop. This is an assault complaint.
That's not good.
No. And the comment, I thought golf just involved people walking around in ugly pants. Guess not. They are truly enthusiastic about their opinions. I bet that was an interesting conversation. Now, here's a complaint. We sympathize. Really, we do. We just can't arrest an adult who is making poor decisions that don't rise to the illegal level of poor decisions. They may have to sleep in the bed they made, even if the bed is made of porcupines covered with a blanket of pine cones. Here's a criminal trespass. Couch surfing has a new meaning in Valentine. We all set our used furniture at the curb in hopes that someone will haul it away in the night. That did not happen this time. You woke up to find your couch had not been wonderfully swept away, but now was occupied by a random person in your front yard. Remember that whole thing about if you build it, they will come? Apparently, that holds true with a couch. If you leave it, they will come.
That's funny.
Here's one with a disturbance report and the police response. We find it easier to solve crimes if you tell us what happened. Just standing there screaming at us to arrest someone is only acceptable if you tell us who and what they did wrong. Otherwise, you are aimlessly expelling a ridiculous amount of energy and breath for no apparent reason. And just a couple more. Here's a drug violation. Arrested once for possession of meth. Perhaps it was a fluke. Arrested a second time in a 2-week time frame for meth. You are just misunderstood. On the bright side, your orange jumpsuit hasn't been put away yet.
Oh, gee.
And let's see. Follow-up investigation. Who'd you make mad? We received a call that you were driving around in a vehicle drunk with an obvious issue. Reminder, conduct a pre-flight inspection of your vehicle prior to an evening on the town making horrible driving decisions. And the last one, this is suspicious person or vehicle. Okay, bad guy, news alert. We know you knew they were gone. They also knew you were there. Don't you watch TV? The camera that sees the bad guy and allows them to speak with you while simultaneously calling us. Yeah, they have one.
Oh, caught in the act, so to speak, then.
Indeed.
Ready to dive into the heart of agriculture? Well, you can uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. And a whole lot more. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com, to find out more information about that. How about some more from my list for the day? Some bumper stickers that we should consider, all right? How about this one? Cleverly disguised as a responsible adult. Illiterate, write for help. Cover me, I'm changing lanes. He who hesitates not only is lost, but is miles from the next exit. I refuse to have a battle of wits with an unarmed person.
Ooh.
I do whatever my Rice Krispies tell me to.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
A little scary, yeah. Seen upside down on a Jeep, this one. If you can read this, please flip me back over. Those are just some things that might show up on a bumper sticker, or maybe should be on a bumper sticker. And you heard them today on The Good Stuff.